Is Shabbos Daf Peites. We are in Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva. We are on the third blot, or the fourth, if you want to count it, discussing the issues of Maimed Har Sinai. As we started, if you remember, back on Daf Peivav, when the Mishnah brought up Pleites Shechva Zera, that is how we got into this whole discussion. Machlokas about exactly how long is Shechva Zera potent or not, so that was the Daf Peivav. Then we got into Daf Peizayin in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchos and the three actions that Moshe Rabbeinu did that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to, and we had the Machlokas related to exactly when the Torah was given, on the sixth day of Sivan, on the seventh day of Sivan, at root is what the Rosh Chodesh was. Then we went on to yesterday's Daf, Nasa V'Nishma, Kafalem HaKagigas, again a lot more there, but I really hope to get back to that at some point, and now we got into a couple of statements of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi related to Maimed Har Sinai itself. First he said that every time there was a dibur that came out of Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our neshamas left us, and then he gave us the tal in order to be mechaya us. Then we had a statement that every time there was a dibur, we jumped back 12 mil. And then the malachim had to be medadeh, had to push us back. And now we're going to have a third statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which discusses the experience of Moshe Rabbeinu up in Shemayim, which I left off with the Ben Yehoyada's Ha'ara. Ben Yehoyada discusses, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to die and then bring us back, do Tchias HaMeisim to us after each Dibur V'Dibur? Why didn't you just give us the Tal in the first place that we wouldn't die? Right, to give us Chizuk so we wouldn't have to go through this experience. So he explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, even at the beginning of history, of our national history, for us to know the message of Tchias HaMeisim. It happened once, and it's going to happen again. And there, in the future, it's not just a spiritual existence, but there's going to be a physical existence, a physical Tchias HaMeisim, which he describes just like happened then. And then the Ben Yehoyada says, and by the way, after they had Tchias HaMeisim, we don't have anywhere, any source that says that they had to get remarried. We don't have any source that that they had to get remarried in terms of the a new kiddushin having to be done. So he says, you know what? This connects to the Birka Yosef's question. What Birka Yosef? You look at the Birka Yosef, the Chida in Simin Tes, Simin Yud Zayin in Evan Ezer. He discusses, as the Shulchan Aruch there talks about Eishes Ish being Bechal Echad Min Ha'arayos, says the Birka Yosef, and only he could ask the question, Amru Ba'agada, Parakamad Megillah, Kam Rabbi V'Shachti L'Rev Zera, L'Machar Ba'irachme V'Achye. So we know the story, getting into the Purim mood, that Rabba killed Rev Zera, the next day he davened, and he brought him back to life. The Eishes topic, Eishes Rebbe Zera, Ki Nishma, Ki Nishchad Baila, Vameis, Vade Paki Kidusha Havihutra Lashuk. When Reb Zera died, when Reb Zera was killed by Rabba, she was mutter to marry anybody she wanted. Her husband was dead, right? So she could marry whoever she wanted. She was an almana. V'chichaya l'machar, Reb Zera, hayatzarech l'kadish ishto kidushin chadashim. D'pnuyehi. When he came back alive, l'chora Reb Zera had to get married again. Because he had been dead, and now he's back alive. So l'chora, he had to get remarried. V'dami l'machzer grushaso. It's similar, right here, it's Machzir Almanaso. Doesn't really come up so much. But Machzir Grushaso, right, similar to that case, Deboi Kiddushin Chadashim. De Kiddushin Kemoi, Nodadu Halchu Baget. Right, the first Kiddushin after Gerushin, so it's gone. Say after Misa, the Kiddushin is gone. Upanav Chadashos Baolakan. Right, and we say it's a new status. V'huadim bezush shemeis bayla hidei misaso matir ap mafkia kedushin dida v'chihader chai milsa chadasahi. Is that what we say? What do we say? No, come on. Death is not as bad as divorce, says the Gemara. O Dilma, I'm only saying that in this context. Hada ha'isha kona atzma b'misas abal, that which we say that a woman is kona herself b'misas abal hainu davka kasher meis v'nishar meis. When do we say Misa Sabal is Mafkia? Only when that stays. You can't undo a gerushin. You can undo a death. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. Ach kishalon nikbar v'chai al-yidei navi o chasid igloi milsa de'osa misa lo'aysa misa k'maves kol ha'adam v'lo paki kidusha kamoi. Right, you see from the fact that there was Chias HaMesim done at this moment is mashma that death wasn't really death. I mean, the Marsha there says on that Gemara, he really fainted. It really wasn't death. Pashas as it was death, we assume. And Tchias HaMesim. Ve'eshuz ish, lo tafas b'kiddushin deinim da'alma. Irish da'alma. U'bayla kasha chai, mutter ba'miyad kasha hai lefrei moso. That's the suffix of the Chidah. Many achronim over the past 200 years have discussed this question about Eshes Reb Zeira. They also talk about Eshes Eliyahu. That's an opposite case. Eshes Eliyahu never died. He never died. He just went up to Shemayim. So, is there a heter there? There wasn't Mises HaBaal. What about Histalkus HaBaal? Just the Baal removing himself from the existence. So do you say that's good enough? So that is the Shaila here, and he goes back and forth. He quotes a Yerushalmi. Do you say that, well, everybody's gonna have Tchias HaMesim, so no Almana should ever get married, because maybe tomorrow Tchias HaMesim is gonna occur, and then if you say, according to Reb Zeira, didn't have to be Mekadish, his wife again. Right, so he goes back and forth. Do we say that? And then he said, end up saying it's a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. Anyway, the question is the amazing point. The Ben Yoyada, though, says, I think there's a riot from here. Because after they died, and they were brought back to life by the Malachim, we don't have any source. Shuvu lochem aleichem. Say, what does the Pasuk say, like we spoke about yesterday? So go back to your tents. Was Ein Beisu al Ishto? They went back to their wives. Doesn't sound like they had to get remarried. And now they had Hilchos Arayos after Maimon Har Sinai. So what if they had been married to somebody that they were also to marry? Right, so it doesn't sound like they had to do anything again. So he says it sounds like you wouldn't have to. What could be machalik between the ultimate Tchias HaMesim and Tchias HaMesim that happens right then also? Right, the come Rabbi Shatul the Reb Zeira, there's a different type of Tchias HaMesim than the national Tchias HaMesim that we daven for every day. You don't have to be worried about that one, even though this one might be a hemshech of the marriage. Okay, so that is the discussion of the Ben Yoyada, and Eshes Rebbe Zeira. The other point that I ran through that I didn't get to mention was the Chassam Sofer's discussion, where the Chassam Sofer mentions that, interesting, that Yud Beis Mil is the exact number, is the exact measurement that's used in our Gemara, when it says that B'nai Yisrael were scared, and they jumped back Yud Beis Mil. But we learned earlier that everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Yud Beis Mil is Tchum Shabbos. Remember we mentioned that that's Tchum Shabbos on a Daraisa level. Alpayim Amba is Durabanan maybe, but how do you understand this? How did Bnei Yisrael come back from inside the Tchum? Mamish and Har Sinai, they were Mechal Shabbos. They had to be Mechal the Isser of Tchum in order to get the Torah. So he says, no, he says, that's why. He says the Malachim were Yidadun Yidadun. What does Midadin mean? We're going to have later on in the Masechta. Midadin means when somebody's walking, when somebody's doing a little shuffle, like a little kid, and the parent like pushes them a little bit, or by an animal, midadin as bina. So that's why the malachim were pushing us a little bit, but we didn't take big steps, so we're doing midadin. And that's why it wasn't a real walk, and it wasn't considered from coming outside of Tchum. Okay, next, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Next statement as we continue. Vamar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, the Malachim say to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Mali Lurish Isha Beinenu. What is this guy doing here? What is Moshe Rabbeinu doing here? Mali Yulud Isha Beinenu. What is the Yulud Isha? What is he doing? Beinenu. By the way, it might be against the other religions who say that their God is not a Yulud Isha. So Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu in the Gemara here might be Dafka being called Yulud Isha. Which, by the way, I once heard from an Adam Gadol that why are they called Notzrim? Why are they called Notzrim? Might be other various reasons. But Notzar is from the word Yotzar, to be formed, to be created. So we Dafka call them, you know, the created ones. I mean, la hefech of what they say about their God, that how originally he came to be, but we dafka call them notzrim against their belief. Okay, this week's parsha, the mafarshim point out why Moshe Rabbeinu's beginnings aren't so amazing. What does it say? Initially Levi went, the Bas Levi, they got together, they had a baby. Moshe Rabbeinu came from human beings. He had a father, he had a mother, right? Dafki, we don't even know who they were at the beginning, right? The first name in Sefer Shmos has to be Moshe Rabbeinu. The first Jew mentioned in Sefer Shmos, it's got to be Moshe. Amram and Yocheved, but their names aren't mentioned until later. Ish Levi, Right? They're just people. They are people. Like, that's right here. Ma liyulud isha beinenu. Amar lahen. So Hashem answers them, l'kabel Torah ba. What do you mean? He's came to get the Torah. Right, I've had this Torah here since before the world was created, and it's time for destiny to be fulfilled, like we had the Gemara yesterday, Yom HaShishi, they have to get the Torah, or else the world's going to go back to Tohu Vavohu. So, Amru Lefana, the angel said to Hashem, how can you do this to us? Chamuda Genuza, Shek Genuza Lecha, Shamios V'Shem V'Arba Doros, for 974 generations, the Torah was hidden by you, Kodem Shenever Ha'olam, before the world was created. Rashi does the math. What's 974? It was supposed to be 1,000, and then there were 26 generations before the Torah was given, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't hold on to it anymore. So, Atam Avakish Lina L'Basav Adam, this amazing treasure, you want to give to Basav Adam? How are you supposed to do that? You're going to do that. Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu, Ben Adam Ki Tifkedenu. What is man, quoting a parak in Tehillim? What is man that you remember him? Uben Adam Kitif Kitenu, that you count him. Hashem Adunenu, Mo Adir Shimcha B'chal Ha'aretz, your name is awesome. You're on all the land. Asher Tnohot Chal HaShemayim. That's how the pasuk starts off, the beginning of that parak. That your glory is on the heavens. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Hashem says, I'm not going to give you an answer. He said to Moshe, Hashul and Shuvah. Moshe, you answer them. You answer them. Amar Lefan of Ribono Shel Olam. Misyareani, Shema Yisrafuni Behevel Shabafihem. Moshe says, I can't answer them. I'm scared. I'm going to be burned by the fire from their mouths. When Malachim come, Malachim are made of fire. Right? And that's what the, whenever there are Malachim involved, there's fire. Remember the Gemara Mesechta Sukkah that talks about the Daf Chavches, talks all about the Talmidim of Hillel. And the greatest of them, and the smallest of them, Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, all of the Talmidim. So there it says that the smallest of them, I think, was Yonasan ben Rabbi, or the greatest of them, Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, and there was fire, whenever he learned Torah, there was fire above him. And Rashi there says, Sukkah Daf Chavches, why was there fire? Because the Malachim came to listen to his Torah. Malachim are always associated with fire. Says the Gemara here, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to be burned. Omer lo, Hashem says, don't worry about it. Achoz bekisei kvodi v'chazor lohen shuva. Such an unbelievable, the imagery, every line of this Gemara has deep and rich imagery. So Hashem says to Moshe, no, hold on to the kisei akavod and then answer them. I mean, this is base, right? Hold on to the kisei akavod, you'll be able to give them an answer. Shneemar ma'achez pnei kisei, if you hold on to the kisei, parshes alav anano, the cloud would be covering you. V'yam Rabbi Nachum or Rabbi Tanchum Milamed Shepirish Shakai Miziv Shchinasov. I don't know. Allah Hashem protected him. Hashem protected him. And we're about to have the answer that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to prove that the Torah only makes sense to be given to Am Yisrael. But first, the question is, what's the Kisei HaKavod? What do you mean? Hold on to the Kisei HaKavod and answer. He was scared. He wasn't scared. Rashi Weiss in his Sichos on Parshas Vayetze, we mentioned this a number of years ago, in a drasha, has an amazing pshat of this Gemara. And he relates it also to the Gemara in Meseches Chulin on Daf Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara there describes Yaakov Avinu's vision of the Malachim. Tana, Olim umistaklim b'diokno shamala. They went up and saw the Diokno Shamala, the Yordan, Mumustaklin, but Diokno Shamata. And then they came down to see the likeness Shamata. What does that mean? Lamala Lamata? Rashi there says, they looked at the corners, Kaviyachol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne. Who was on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne? There was an Aryeh, there was a Nesher, Yaakov Avinu. So they went up, they saw Yaakov Avinu. They went down, they saw Yaakov Avinu. Boy, Lesikune. He was in danger. Rashi says, "Machmas kina." They were jealous. V'inei Hashem nitzav alav l'shomro. Amar b'shem ben Lakish imali mikra kasuf yef shalomro kadam sheminif albino. Like a man who waves over his son, waves a cloak over his son in order to protect him. What's going on here? So explains Rav Asher Weiss. Yaakov Avinu was zochet to fulfill his potential that he was so perfect that he was able to gain a corner of the Kisei HaKavod. And when they looked up and when they looked down, it means they were mirror images of each other. Yaakov Lamala was Yaakov Lamata. And that's what they were jealous of. They would say, how could this be? There's a Yaakov Lamala, Yaakov Lamata. But the point is that life and Torah is about human beings. And it's about a person in his physical realm being able to perfect themselves and raise himself up. The Malachim were jealous of that. They said, we want that. That's the purpose of the world. Not just to be spiritual beings who don't have Bechira Chavshas, really, you have such a clarity of vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's for people who have the Eight Saharas, who have the Taivas, and then they overcome. There's no Malachim on the Kisei HaKavod. It's only Yaakov Avinu on the Kisei HaKavod. So that's the Gemara in Chulin, that they were jealous. They were jealous of him. So he says, now he gets back to our Gemara. He gets back that the Malachim were saying, why are you giving it to Moshe Rabbeinu? So Moshe is about to give an answer. His whole answer is going to be about, the Torah is not shayach to you. Torah is not shayach to you! Did you go out of Mitzrayim? Do you have the mitzvah of Los Yirtzach v'chulu? Moshe is about to say that. But where did he get the strength to say that from? Hashem says, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. What do you mean, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod? Yaakov Avinu. Hold on to the message of Yaakov Avinu. He says, V'libi omer li, achoz b'kisei kvodi, ha-kisei shechakuk bo demus adam, diuknu shel Yaakov Avinu, also ha-kisei shemalachei yasharis olim u'mistaklin bo, v'yardim u'mistaklin, b'demus shel Yaakov Avinu makanim bo, u'mavakshim lahargo, v'chulu. So he says that's connect the Gemara and Chulin by Yaakov seeing the Malachim up and down. They wanted to scare him, and Moshe Rabbeinu right here. And he says one more. He says the Gemara that we know Rashi quotes, when the Saru Shel Esav was fighting with Yaakov, what does Rashi there say? That they will be misad by Avku from the Lashon of Avak, of dust. What does the Chazal there say? The dust went all the way up at Kisei HaKavod. That's the language of the Chazal. It went up to the Kisei HaKavod because that was the fight. That was the fight of Yaakov Avinu putting all these Gemaras together. And we understand why it says here, Achoz B'Kisei Kvodi. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu has his strength. So Hashem says, okay, now answer them. So Amar Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, three lines to the bottom. So it's also interesting that even after Moshe's holding on to the Kisei HaKavod, so to speak, remember the Kisei HaKavod is not something physical, whatever it means, Kisei HaKavod is also one of the seven items that the Gemara says in Sachem were created before the world was created. Torah being another one of them. Torah, Kisei HaKavod, Tshuva, Shmo Shel Mashiach, Beis HaMikdash, right, a number of Gan Eden, Gehenim, right, the seven things that were created before. So the Kisei HaKavod was also before. So, even when Moshe answers, he does not answer the Malachim. He talks to Hashem, as if so the Malachim could just overhear. Amar Lefan, Ribono Shel Olam, Torah Sha'ata Notein Li, the Torah that you're giving me, Maksiv Bai, what's written in it? Anochi, goes through all the Asaras Adibras. Anochi Hashem Alokecha, Sherotzei Sicha, Meret Mitzrayim, Amar Lahen, and then he turns to the angels. L'Mitzrayim Yaradatem? Did you go down to Mitzrayim? L'Paro Ishbadatem? Were you Meshubit to Paro? Right, this week's Parsha, we're getting into it. Right, so does that apply to you? Torah, Blama, Lama, Tehelachem. So why should you have the Torah? Right? It's not shayach to you. Shuv maksivba. Lo yelach Elohim achirim. Right? You shouldn't have other gods. Bein amim atem shruyim sheovdim avodis gelulim. Right? Do you serve other gods that avodis zara is shayach to you? Shuv maksivba. Also, what does it say in it? Zachar es yom ha-shabbos l'kacho. Remember Shabbos. Klom atem osim melacha. Shatem srichem shvos. You've had a busy week. You're exhausted, you want a Shabbos nap, right? You have to rest on Shabbos, right? Shabbos is not shayach to you either. Shuv maksivba, lo sisa, maso matan ish b'nechem. What, you do business that you might come to swear falsely? Right, lo sisa applies to you. Shuv maksivba, kabedas avicha vesimecha, ave em yish lachem. You got parents? How are your parents? Right, Gabriel, Michael, right, how are your parents? You keep it ave em. Shuv maksivba, lo sirtzach, lo sinuf, lo signov, kina yesh b'neichem, yetzahara yesh b'neichem. Right? So all these, it's not shayach to you. Miyad hodu lo lakadosh baruch hu. So immediately they were moded to Hashem that the Torah, you're right, is not shayach to them. Shenamar, at the end of that same parak in Tehillim, has the almost the same exact pasuk, but leaving out a crucial phrase. Hashem adoneinu, mo adir shimcha b'chul b'chal haaretz, v'ilu tzrahotcha lo shamayim lo ksiv. Doesn't say the message about Al Shemayim because they realize that it has to be given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Stop there for a moment. Just a ha'ara. I didn't see those that make the ha'ara. There must be those that do. And that is, it should be go through all the Aseres and Dibris, but we switched, except the last one. Okay, Losach was not there, but Kin is there. Why is the order switched? Right, almost everything's in order. We have Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yehi Elohim Acherim, then Shabbos, and then Losisa. Three and four are switched. And then we have him straight. Keep it up. Aim, losirsach, losinov, losignov. Right, then we have him straight. Interesting, Shabbos is put first. Could be because Shabbos is connected more to us there to a belief in God. But then the question is, so why isn't Shabbos number three on the real Aseret Devarim and Losisa number four? So that's a hara. Not sure exactly what the point is, but it's out of order. Shabbos was the question that was first asked by Moshe Rabbeinu to the Malachim. One. Two, we mentioned, if we had this year in the past, in terms of Kibbutz Ava'im, again, we could talk about any of the Aseret Devarim, but just maybe one ha'ara related to Kibbutz Ava'im, messages of Kibbutz Ava'im. Again, the most obvious message of Kibbutz Ava'im, as the Gemara brings up here, is Hakaras Hatov. As the Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, our parents brought us to the world, our parents, you know, did everything for us, our parents had sleepless nights for us, and therefore we have to make sure that Hakaras Hatov, which is the basic Jewish trait, Hakaras Hatov, right, we're called Yehudim because of Hakaras Hatov. Right, the Abu Joram says, the only part of Chazaras HaShatz that we don't say, okay, the Chazan can be Motzi Mi, is Modim. Hakaras Hatov is personal. It's got to be personal. It's got to be said by each and every one of us. You can never do Hakaras Hatov through a shliach. So on the base level, Sheroi Lo says the Chinuch La Adam Sheyakir V'Yigmol Chesed L'Misha Asa Imo Tova. I should do Chesed, and I should, you know, the most people who gave me the most out of anybody are our parents. V'Lo Yeh Navalu Misnaker V'Kafoy Tova Shezumi Da Ra'a U'Meusa B'Tachlis L'Fnei Elokim V'Anashim. So Hakaras Hatov on the most basic level. On the second level, the Chinuch himself says, "Bitzalam Gimel, Hakaras Hatov to my parents will bring me to Hakaras Hatov for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If I become a Hakaras Hatov type of person, then I will recognize, well, who brought my parents to this world, and who brought my grandparents to the world, and who's the other shutaf in the creation? Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chinuch himself says, lead proper respect and hakara for my parents will lead me to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Uksha yikva zos hamida binafsho ya'alemi mena lahakir tovas hakel baruch hu will lead me to Hakaras Hatov to Hakadosh Baruch Hu shu sibaso v'sibas kalavosav ad adam arishon v'chulu. So related Hakaras Hatov to parents and to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It could be again part of a larger discussion, but just one ha'ara. It's interesting where Hakaras Hatov is in the Aseret Devarim. Right, we usually assume that the first tzad of the luchos is the ben adam lamakom, and the second tzad is ben adam lachaveiro. And the only problem is kibbutz ava'im, which is number five. It's on the right side if you're looking at the luchos. So isn't that ben adam lachaveiro, and therefore shouldn't that be on the left side with lo sirtzach and lo sinav? Right, what does that have to do with Shabbos and lo sisa? So the answer given is that no, it leads to ben adam lamakom, like the Sefer HaChinuch says. But it's interesting that it's specifically number five. It could be that kibbutz ava'im is the transition dibur because it has elements of both. That's what, it's either number five or six. So it's got to be in one or the other. Right, you're right. It has both elements. So maybe it's specifically situated where it is. After the four, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, purely Bein Adam L'Makom, before the five, purely Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, so you need a transition dibur. Kibbutz Ava'im is that transition dibur, which has both Bein Adam L'Makom and Bein Adam L'Chaveiro elements. Okay, good. That is, again, more, but we'll leave it at that for Kibbutz Ava'im. Lo Sirtzach is also a fascinating dibur to discuss. Again, not only literally lo sirtzach, but there are many quasi lo sirtzachs, right? The abortion issues, yeah, the Jewish view of abortion, views of lo tisrach, suicide issues of lo sirtzach. There's a medrash that says lo tisratzeach. Mi bevayish pnei chaveiro barabim is a form of lo sirtzach. There's even a daya in Rishonim that says you have to give your life. Right, Yeharik Val Yavar. Somebody says, embarrass so-and-so in public or I'm going to kill you. There's a day that says, you have to give your life. The Achronim even deal with, again, we don't pask in this way, but Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva, is, Mevayish Bechaver Barabim, do you have Pikuach Nefesh for that? Right? Am I Mechalal Shabbos to prevent somebody from being embarrassed in public? Do I go so far? So Shlomo Zalman says no, but at least he asked the question. Or, I think it's the, at the Lahoras Nasan. I think Reb Nasan Gestetner has a tshuva related to what about if there's a Kohen that's always being Mevayish Bechaveiro Barabim? Could he duchen? Because you know the Shulchan Aruch discusses, if you have a murderer, a Kohen murderer, how do you have that? Rachman al-Assalam, let's say a Kohen was in a car accident, his fault, not his fault, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, if it was, he can't duchen, even if it was shogeg, and even if he does tshuva. Rav Avadya has a tshuva where he says, oh, maybe if it was ones, totally not his fault, he could duchen. But the Shulchan Aruch says, if it was shogeg, whether Ramah is mekel, because you shall tinol delas, lifnei ba'ali tshuva. But, what about if somebody embarrasses? So we have a separate definition in Yadus of what losir tzach is. Not just actual murder, but there are many other ways that one could view murder. So again, there's a lot there, but we will continue. Says what Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Malachim. He says, is all of this shayach to you? The shayla, okay, let's just finish and then we'll come back. Says the Gemara, miyad kol echad ve'echad, nasilo ohev. All of a sudden he became Moshe's best friend. And they gave him something. Shenemar alita lamarom shavita shevi lakachta matanos ba'adam. Right, you went up to above and you took gifts. Ba'adam. What does that mean? Bischar shekraucha adam. In the schar they called you man, which is like, oh, who's this man? What is this guy doing here? A lowly name. Lakachta matanos, he took gifts. Af malachamoves masalo davar. Even the malachamoves gave him a gift. Shenemar vaitenas aktores. When there was a plague, he knew the secret to stop the plague. He brought the incense, and he was machaper vaomer vayamor ben amesenu ben achayim v'chulu. Ilav da'omer lehem yavayada. Right? If Malach HaMavet hadn't told him how to stop the death, how would Moshe have known it? Very unusual line. Look what Rashi says. First skinny line. Mina yada v'alo b'torah lo nechta. Hey, it wasn't written in the Torah. So how would Moshe have known it? But everything Moshe knew was only in the Torah. There was nothing Hashem told Moshe that was not in the Torah. So it's an unusual line. The Achronim discuss what exactly that Rashi means. How would he have known? Oh, because this Hashem wouldn't have told him because it was the Malach HaMavet's secret? Okay, interesting, little difficult, challenging line to understand. Okay, the Shiloh that many Svarim on Shvuas deal with is what was the Havamina of the Malachim? Moshe tells them all this. What was their Havamina? They knew what's in the Torah. They knew what was Moshe Machadish to them. They know Yetzias Mitzrayim and Maimon Har Sinai and Kibud Av Va'Em. They knew that. So one of their two well-known in many Svarim approaches, and then there's many other little ones. Just two well-known ones are, number one, maybe in Shemayim, the Torah was not written this way. We discussed in the past in the name of the Gra, that the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu already decoded. It was already decoded in the words that we have, Bereshis, Bara, Elokim, Es, Hashem, Es, Aretz. But on a deeper Kabbalistic level, it doesn't say that. The Ramban in his Hakdamat Torah says that all the Torah spells out the shame of Hashem. If you put all the words together without any breaks, it spells out the name of God on a more Kabbalistic level. That's why the Ramban paskins, the Torah is puzzle if it's missing a letter, even if it doesn't change the meaning of a word. Why? Because on a Kabbalistic level, there's much more there than we see. It's just that, says the Ramban, like he says, for example, the first pasuk in the Torah, could have been read, Barosh Yisbara Elokim, instead of Barosh Yisbara Elokim. But every pasuk could be read differently. So in Shemayim, it didn't say, possibly, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sino. There was a different way of interpreting the Torah. And that was given to Moshe. And the Vilna Gaon says, that's his pshat, of the last 8 pasukim of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, how can he write by Yamasha Moshe, the Shiloh, the Gemara in Bava Basra, and Menachas, says the Gra, Moshe didn't, when Moshe got the whole Torah, but those last eight psukim didn't say that when Moshe got it. Yoshua decoded it, by Yamasha Moshe. But that's the Vilna Gaon shot of what happened there. But he says there's a pristine Besula state of the Torah and the decoded state. So the Malachim saw it in the pristine state. It didn't say that. They wanted it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, you tell him. And Moshe said, no, this is the destiny of the Torah to be interpreted this way. This is what it says. So Malachim say, oh, you're right. Okay, if that's it, then it's not shayach to us. Hodel al HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hodel al Moshe. That's one idea. The other idea we mentioned a couple of days ago. And that is, the Malachim, we mentioned this from the Beis HaLevi, that the Malachim didn't just want the Torah, they wanted the ability to darshan the Torah, and to interpret the Torah, and to be machadesh in the Torah. That's what they wanted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, no, you take it, it's only for Am Yisrael. Torah Shebal Peh, the Koach of Chiddush, the Koach of Lo Bashamayim Hi, that once the Torah was given to us, then we determine what the Torah means, it says, that could also be related to the first shot. Moshe says, look what's written in it. The monk was like, oh, you're interpreting it that way? We had a different shot. We would have said it's more metaphysical and it is not meant to be taken literally. Whatever the shot is. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. He's like, no, the Torah's R is to be mechadeshin and to interpret. Those are just two general interpretations of what the Havamina of the Malachim are. Again, there's a lot more, but we have to continue. All right, Moshe Rabbeinu Levi. Bishah sheyarad Moshe. When Moshe went down in front of Hashem, Bas Satan. Right, Moshe left with the Torah. And meanwhile, Bas Satan of Amar Lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah Eichani. The Satan must have been having a busy day. He wasn't around. So he came, and after he came to Hashem and says, where's the Torah? There must be something missing here. Amar Lon, it's Atiyah Laretz. I gave it already. Where were you? So the Satan goes to look for the Torah. The Tosis points out on top, how could the Satan not know? What, the whole world was shaking. There was fire and lightning that you could see, and thunder that you could see. How did the Satan not know? So Hashem, the Tosis quotes the Medrash, it must be that Hashem gave the Satan some type of errand to do in order to make sure that he didn't know what was going on. Okay, it's, we mentioned that idea in a similar idea. The Eimabon and Smecha writes that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring something amazing and good to the world, Hashem sometimes will garb it and clothe it in unseemly begadim in order to be able to get it into the world without the prosecuting forces able to prosecute. Right? He says that in the context of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, look at where David HaMelech came from, Lot and his daughters, and Rus, and Boaz. So why did David have to have this lineage? Because Hashem had to get it in under the rug, so to speak. This is a similar idea. Hashem had made the Satan have a busy day that day. Give him some other job to do. Okay, so the Satan goes to look for it. Halach Eitzel Aretz, Amar La Torah Heichani. He goes to ask the Aretz. Again, not a literal level. The land obviously doesn't have a mouth. So he says, where's the Torah? Amra lo. Elokim hevin darka v'chulu. Meaning, I don't know, Hashem knows. Halach etzel yam. V'amra lo, eni madi. Halach etzel tahom. He goes to the depths. Amra lei, ein bi. Shene amar, tahom amar lo bihi. V'yam amar, eni madi. So he went to all the physical elements. Avadon umaves, amru. Continuing the pasuk, but he goes to all of his destructive forces, friends. And he asked them, and they say, "Ba'aznenu shamanu shema." Yeah, we heard, but we don't know exactly where it is. Chazav Amar Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the son goes back and says, "Ribbono Shel Olam." Actually, the son calls Hashem, "Ribbono Shel Olam." Chipasti b'chol ha'aretz lo matzatiya. I don't know. I looked for it. I can't find it. Can you please tell me where it is? Why does the son want the Torah? It's also a good question. What's he interested in it for? Amar lo. Right. The answer is because the son is also a shliach Hashem. The son is also a malach. And he also is connected to it. Amar lo leich etzel ben Amram. Ben Amram has it. Go to Ben Amram. Moshe's hiding it under his cloak. Halach etzel Moshe. Goes to Moshe. The Marsha's Meir. Why does Hashem call him Ben Amram? And why does the Satan go to Moshe? So why is that? We've discussed that different names in the past. Other pshatim, but the Marsha says that Hashem wanted to be Meir him and allude to him the schusavos that Moshe has. Abram, one of the four people that never sinned, right? We had the Gemara earlier in the Nuns, so that's what he was, and son's like, I don't care about school service. I'm going to Moshe. Okay, Halach Eitzel Moshe. Amar lo, Torah she nasan l'chakadosh baruch hu, heichani, where is the Torah? Amar lo, v'chi ma ani she nasan l'chakadosh baruch hu Torah. Who am I? Hashem gave me the Torah. I'm little old Moshe. Hashem gave me the Torah. Why do you say I'm a nothing? Amar lo, l'chakadosh baruch hu l'moshe. Hashem now intervenes and says, Moshe, Badoyata, you're a liar. I gave you the Torah. What are you lying for? Amar Lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe says, yes, but how can I take the credit? Ribbono Shel Olam, Chamuta Genuza Yesh Lecha. You have an amazing treasure. Sha'ata Mishtasheh B'Bechol Yom. You play with it every day. Right? There are other chazals that Hashem learns Torah every day. Ani Asik Tovolatz, me, I'm going to take the credit for myself? How could I take that credit? Right, the Gemara Bamitzia, Daf Chav Gimel, tells us that the Talmud Chacham is not allowed to lie in certain areas. One of them is in his learning. Even if he knows something, so I said, nah, not sure, I don't know it so well. Right, in his Besechta. Right, so here, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Amar Lakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Holo Mi'atzta Atzmacha Tikari Al Shemcha. You feel nothing, you're so humble, I'm going to call the Torah based on your name, Shenemar, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. The Chula, remember Toras Moshe, Avdi of my son. That's what it's called, Toras Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate giver of the Torah. When Moshe went up, he saw Hashem tying crowns to the osios. Similar Gemara comes up in Menachos, where Rabbi Akiva is mentioned. So Moshe sees him tying crowns. Amalo Moshe, and Moshe didn't want to disturb him. So Moshe didn't say a word. So Hashem says to Moshe, "Ein shalom be'ircha." Well, people don't say shalom aleichem where you come from. Sarcasm from God. Forget sarcasm in the Talmud. Hashem being sarcastic, right? Moshe, you don't say shalom aleichem. Amar lefanav, klomi sheva shosi shalom l'rabo. Does a servant give shalom to his rebbe, to his master? Is that appropriate? The Rishonim discuss. What do you mean? Shalom alecha, Rabbi Amori. That's the whole source of Tokadei Dibur, giving shalom to your rebbe. Okay, so maybe it's not appropriate to give shalom to Hashem. Amar le, hoy lecha lazreini. You should at least help me. What does lazreini mean? Rashi. Lomar kitzlach milachtecha. Say, you should have said to me, have atzlacha. Telling somebody to have hatzlacha is helping them. That itself gives them chizuk. Miyad, omar lo. So, right away, Moshe says, okay, yata yidal nakoach, Hashem kesher dibarta v'chulu. So Moshe says, how great Hashem is. Good. V'yamar Reb Shuvan Levi. Reb Shuvan Levi is the one that has all these mamari chazal related to Har Sinai. It's Reb Shuvan Levi, who the Gemara says in Ksubis, the might not have been a rainbow in his time. He was on a certain level. My dechsev, vayar Moshe ki boshes, vayar ha'am ki boshes Moshe. The Am saw that Moshe was delayed. Now again into the ego. Atikri boshes elabau sheish. They came in the sixth. What does that mean? B'shosh ala Moshe l'amara. When Moshe went up to Har Sinai, Amar lehem liYisrael. He says to them, this is on the seventh day of Sivan. Remember, the sixth day of Sivan was Maimon Har Sinai. The seventh day of Sivan, Moshe goes up to Har Sinai to get the rest of the Torah, and he came down 40 days later on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. So he goes up and he says to them, L'sofar bo'am yom b'tchila sheish ani ba. I'm coming down 40 days from now, beginning of the sixth hour. L'sof mem yom, on the end of 40 days, the Satan, who now we know, it's amazing, now we know background. The Satan tried to find the Torah, now he's really upset at Moshe, who lied to him. Moshe lied to him, he couldn't find the Torah. Moshe was like, I'm going to get this guy. Right? So he says, Basadat v'irbevis olam. And he messed up the whole constellations of the world. Amar lahem, Moshe rabchem heichanu. He made it cloudy, he made it dark, he made it light. So he goes to Am Yisrael and says, where's your rabbi? Amar lo, ala lamarom. He went to Har Sinai. Amar lahem, bo sheish lo shkichu, alav. He said, he's late. They didn't listen to him. Mace, he died. Follow the shkichu, alav. They didn't listen. He's Moshe Rabbeinu died. Come on. He said he's coming back. He showed them the form of a coffin. Ze always means you could point to it. Right? Hachodesh hazeh lachem. Chazal say Moshe was shown the moon. Hachodesh hazeh lachem. Ve'ze maisa menorah. Right? Moshe was shown the menorah. Ze always means you could point to it. It's clear in front. So here too. Ze Moshe ha'ish v'chulu. So the Chazal darshan that he made a picture of a coffin. Which, by the way, helps out with a lot of our, how could the Jews do it? They were tricked. That's why the Egel, if you remember, the Egel was terrible, but not too many Jews died from the Egel. A couple thousand. Not too many Jews were killed by the Egel, A. And B, Hashem forgave them. Hashem forgave them. Part of that was because the Satan had to do with it. The Meraglim, Hashem did not forgive them. Right? That was nothing, there was no Satan there. There was no Satan there who was trying to be here. The Satan takes credit. Period. So, Amarlei, Hahumi Rabbanan Lorav Kahana, Misham Lecha Mai Har Sinai. Why is Har Sinai named Har Sinai? Amarlei, number one, Har Shinasubo Nisim Li Yisrael. It's the mountain that Nisim took place. That's Sinai. Amarlei says, Har Nisoi Mi Vailei. So it should be called Har Nisoi. Ella Har Shinasa Simin Tov Li Yisrael. No, there was a Simin Tov to Yisrael. Har Siminoi Mi Vailei. So it should be called that. Amarlei. So no, he didn't give him an answer. So he says, Amarlei, my time of Loshchichas Kami Dera Papa for Afuna Breder of Yeshua. Why did you go to their shir? To Ma'ani Ba'agadata. They're experts on Agadata. I'm sure they would have an answer. Why it's called Har Sinai. Rav Chisda, for Abba Brei, Rav Huna, to Amri Travayu, my Har Sinai, because they said, third idea, Har Sheyarda Sina La'akum Alav. It's a har that sinna, hatred for the other nations, came upon it. Why? Pashtus, Rashi says, Shlo Kiblu Bo Torah. Right? The other, alluding to the other Chazals, Hashem offered them the Torah, they didn't accept the Torah, so now they're hated. Because they didn't accept what Hashem wanted to give them. The Iyun Yaakov here says just the opposite. Sinna la'akum, we became hated in the eyes of the Akum. Anti-Semitism started then. Anti-Semitism is not because we have this, we have that. It's because we are different. We have the Torah. We are subject to a higher standard. That's why. The Iyun Yaakov says right here, Sinna la'akum alav. Against Rashi. Second shot. Final Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Hishemos Yishlo. There are five names to Har Sinai. Midbar Tzin, to the area of Har Sinai. She established Yisrael alav, that they were mitzuveh on it. Right, that's Tzin. Midbar Kadesh, it is Kashi Yisrael alav. They became holy. Midbar Kedemo, Shedina Kaduma alav, that we received the early Torah on it. Midbar Paran, Sheh Paravarabo le Yisrael. Tremendous Puravu took place. What does that mean? Rashi says, when they went back, Shuvulochem Alechem, they all had kids. Midbar Sinai, Sheyarda Sin Alakim alav. Umashmo, Chorev Shemo. And what is its real name? Chorev is its name. So it has five names, and Chorev is its real name. Upligad Rabbi Avo, and it's against Rabbi Avo, who says otherwise. Don't Rabbi Avo, Har Sinai Shmo. Really, his real name is Har Sinai. You don't have to come up with any pshatim of why it's called Har Sinai. That was its name. V'lama nikra har Chorev, sheyarda churva la'akam alav. Desolation went onto the Akam on there. What does that mean? Because if you don't have the Torah to live by, then one's life is just desolate and empty. Right? The Torah fills our life. And that's why it's called Chorev. Okay. So that is Adkan, Gemaras of Har Sinai, Hadrat Allah. Okay, there's more, obviously, but we are learning Daf Yomi, and we need to continue. Back to Hilchas Shabbos. Not really. Back to the Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav, which discussed other allusions from Psukim. So one of them was, how do we know that you tie a ribbon of Zahoris on the half on the goat, the Sir Lazazel, and half you put in the base of Mikdash or on the rock? So you know that from the pasuk that was quoted in the Mishnah back on Daf Pei Vav, Yuchateichem Kashanim Kashel Yalbinu. Says the Gemara, Kashanim Kashani mi boile. It should be Kashani, like we spoke about already on, right? Shanim is like a plural ribbons, Kashani. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar LaMakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, this is alluded to. Shanim from the word years. Im yuchat to'echem kishanim halalu. If your sins are so many, like all the years, from all the years that for the beginning of creation until now, stick still kashal yabinu. Even if you have so many sins, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, Yom Kippur, Tshuva, you can still get Kapara. Period. Darash Rava, my dichsiv. Lechuna v'nivachacha yomar Hashem. Lechuna, this is the beginning of the pasuk that was just in the Mishnah. Lechuna, bo'una mibayle. Come. What do you mean, lechuna, go? Hashem should say, come. Yomar Hashem amar, amar Hashem mibayle. It should be Hashem said, not Hashem will say. This all took place. On the kaparas of Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, no, it's alluding to a future time. Hashem will tell B'nai Yisrael, go to your forefathers, v'yochichu eschem, and ask them, v'yomru l'fan of Rebbeinu Shalom Eitzel Minelech, go ask them to get tshuva for you. And they say, who should we go to? Eitzel Avraham, sh'amarta lo yodo ateda, v'lo bikesh rachmim aleinu. Avraham didn't fight by the Bris Ben Avisarim. He fought by stone, but when you told him that they were going to be a stranger for 400 years, Avram didn't say boo. So, it's a good question, why? But why should we go to Avram? Eitzel Yitzchak shebirech es Esav, v'yekasher tarev v'lo bikesh rachamim aleinu. Yitzchak gave the bracha to Esav. Eitzel Yaakov shamarta lo anoche eredim chametz Mitzrayma v'lo bikesh rachamim aleinu. Eitzel minelech. Who are we supposed to go to? So, does this mean that we think the Avos can't help us out? No, obviously not. But we just basically want Hashem. So we try to pick one little thing about each of the Avos to say, Hashem, Hashem, we want your Rachmanis, your Rachmanis. Obviously, this is Chus Avos, like we had earlier in the Masechta. So, Achshav, Yomar, Hashem. Hashem says, okay, Amar Lehen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ho, B'talit, and Atzvachem, B, you want me? I'll do it. So basically, we were just using this as an excuse to get direct kapara from Hashem. Amar Shmuel bar Achmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Unbelievable story. My dechsev ki ata avinu. You are our father, ki Avram lo yadanu. Avram didn't know us. Vi Yisrael lo yakirenu. And Yisrael, meaning Yaakov, didn't. Ata Hashem avinu goalenu me'olam shemecha. You are the one. So let's read the story today, and then maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem. So, la'asil la'vo yom la'kodesh baruch hu la'avraham. This pasuk is alluding to this, the following story. In the future, Hashem's going to go to Avram and say, banecha chatuli, your children have sinned against me. Amar lafan ribono shel olam, yimachu ha'kedusha shemecha. Avram will say, okay, they deserve to be punished. There's nothing I can do about it. Avram has no excuse. Amar, no defense. Amar Emel Eli Yaakov. Okay, Hashem says, okay, let me try Yaakov. Ta'avilei tsar gido banim. He had tsar gido banim. He put his kishkas into his kids. So Efshar deboy rachmi alayu. The more you give to your children, the more you love them. Because he had such tsar gido banim, maybe he'll come up with a defense. Amar le banecha chatu. Amar lefanav. Ribono shel olam. Yimachu akdusha shemecha. Sorry. They have to get what they deserve. Amar Hashem says, lo besavi. Taima, the grandfather doesn't have it, but Lobadardaki, I'm Eitza, and the child, meaning Yaakov Avinu, doesn't have it either. So, only one left. Amr lo li Yitzchak, panecha chatuli, Yitzchak Avinu! Your children have sinned, Amr lo banav, Rabbanu Shalom. First of all, banai velo banecha. What? It's my kids, not your kids? Right, whenever a parent gets upset, look what your daughter is doing! Right, well, it's not my daughter, it's your daughter. So, Yitzchak, first of all, says, Hashem, what, it's your kids too. It's not just mine. B'sha shekdim lefanecha nasa l'nishma karas alem b'ni b'chori achshav b'anai v'lo banecha. So first of all, Hashem, they're your kids too. Don't forget that. The oath, kamachatu, and also, Yitzchak does some math. How much did they sin after all? Kamashos ha'shal adam shivim shana. How long did the average person live anyway? 70 years. Dal estrin delo anash dal ayu. The first 20 are out, that there's no onesh. So this line is much discussed. Is it really true that there's no punishments bidei shamayim until age 20? Chassam Sofer assumes no. As soon as it's 13, this is an agadata, you can't learn from here. Again, there's a lot of discussion about this. But he says 20 years out, so how many years are left? Pashul Luchamshin. It's only 50 years left. So then, dal chafei dilei lusa, take out 25, because that's nighttime. You can't fault them for nighttime, they're sleeping most of the time, it's dark. So, 25 out. Pashul Luchafei, so there's only 25 years left that they could have sinned. So, dal tartis reopalga, take out another 12 and a half, half of what's left, when they have to do their bodily needs. So, what's that? Titsluye umechal debesakise, eating, bathroom, and davening. Davening is considered a bodily need. Fascinating. Pashalu tartis reopalga, what's left? 12 and a half. Imata sovas kula mutav, Hashem, if you could bear 12 and a half years of sin, take it. Viyam lav, and if not, I'll split it with you. I'll take responsibility for half of those 12 and a half. The intim salom are cool and aligned. If you want to say, well, I'm not doing anything, so Yitzchak will says, I'll take them all. You know why? Hakravis nafshi kamach. I was mocker of my soul in front of you. So you know what? That schus should override everything. So Pasku v'yamru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts this, and that's the pasuk. Ata avinu. Amar lahem Yitzchak. They say to Yitzchak, I'm sorry, Yitzchak says to them, after they thank Yitzchak for being the one that defends them, Ad sha'atem mekalsin li, kilsu l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't thank me, thank Hashem. Ma'umachvi lahu Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'inayu, and Yitzchak points to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyacho, miyad nasu einayim l'marom, they lifted up their eyes, va'omrim, and they said this pasuk, Ata Hashem avinu goalenu me'olam shemecha, period. Just one point quickly, and then we'll continue from here tomorrow, and that is, why dafka Yitzchak? You would think just the opposite. Yitzchak's midas hadin. Avram Yaakov, so Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, namely Yaakov, we'll read it tomorrow, but Hashem says that every Av's nisayon was against their nature. Avraham and the Yakeda. Yaakov, MS Yaakov, all of his nisyonos of being not so MS-dick. Yitzchak over here, he's din. And his challenge is to overcome that and able to be give a rachmanis for Yisrael. Okay, so there's a lot more, but Hashem, we'll start with this tomorrow, and then we get back into Meleches Hotza'ah as we finish up the ninth parak of Masechet Shabbos.